Chapter 27, Mars Mistake. One evening, David is sitting on a couch and reading a magazine. His mom is sitting nearby at the computer and doing some work. Peace and quiet. And here the cat Mars rushes into the room. It's a real household hurricane. In just 5 seconds, it runs around the room 3 times, climbs on a carpet, jumps off there directly on David, and then gets under the couch, gets out of there, shakes himself off, and does 100 other not very sensible things. Then the cat sits down in the middle of the room and thinks, "What else should I do?" Playing with someone from the family is not an option right now. At this point, the cat notices a computer electric cord. The cat jumps on an armchair and starts playing with the electric cord. Before David has time to do anything, the cat manages to finish the task it has started. The electric plug goes a little out of the socket, and the computer turns off. David's mother looks at the black screen and does not realize what's going on. Suddenly, she remembers that she saved a file on the computer 2 hours ago. Then Linda slowly turns to the cat, and a medieval executioner's smile starts to appear on her face. The cat begins feeling that the end of its happy life is coming, but it has meowed so little, it has caught so few mice, it has played so seldom with the neighbor cat, Fedora, and then Mars turns to the plug that isn't completely out of the socket, and with its paw starts pushing it back into the socket. It probably hopes that if it can fix everything, it will be forgiven, and it succeeds. The plug goes into its place, and the computer turns on. Mars quickly leaves the room and lies down by a window in the kitchen. It looks at the street and probably thinks it must be lucky that everything ended so successfully.